even.
And now, with the most interactive radio program on the planet, here is Alan Cole.
And we welcome back to our microphones Alex Jones, radio talk show host. He is on the internet on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Alex, always good to have you. Thank you for coming back.
Alan, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it very much. On your August 10th radio show, you said that we would soon see bone-shattering mega attacks in the United States, Canada, England, or Israel.
Well, and to clarify and just expand on it, to elaborate, I've only given one other prediction concerning government-sponsored terror, and that was July 25th, 2001 on radio and TV. And I said that the military-industrial complex would strike the World Trade Center complex and then blame their asset, Osama bin Laden. And now we've had a confluence of events, hundreds of key indicators. I haven't seen a picture this dangerous that the neo-fascists will strike until just the last few weeks. And a lot of other people are also seeing the same patterns.
What led to your 2001 prediction? Where did that come from?
Well, again, it was hundreds of pieces of data, including some government sources. And we knew that the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver in the first 1993 World Trade Center attack and given them the detonators. We knew that that had been a long-standing target.
How did you get the timing, though?
Well, again, it was hundreds of pieces of information. Really, it was they introduced bin Laden on TV, and they said, he's going to attack you. He's going to get you any minute. Give up all your rights when this happens. America will change. And it was a lot of other indicators. I just put it together and made the prediction. And I even was as specific as giving the targets, and I said in the next 2 to 3 months.
And now you're saying before the end of October.
Yes, I'm saying before the end of October, unless there is a gargantuan effort on the internet and radio and TV to simply point out that 9/11 was an inside job, and from that, look at how the neocons want to strike Iran. They've got 20 plus generals and top experts going public tomorrow in the LA Times telling them, you know, don't attack Iran, it's not a crisis. Their agenda is stalling on so many fronts, people are seeing through them on so many fronts, that they really need to engineer something to get to the next level. I mean, we now have the former British ambassador going public and saying that these are staged events in England, and we can walk through that if you'd like.
Right. Well, before we get to that, here, you just alluded to that. This is retired Army Lieutenant General Robert Gard. You're talking about these 22 military leaders, diplomats, and foreign policy analysts, and this is what he is in the LA Times tomorrow. Here's what Gard says.
If we're looking for a result of trying to get them to stop their nuclear weapons program, is to talk with them. Good heavens, if Ronald Reagan could talk to the evil empire, surely George Bush could talk to one of the three members of the Axis of Evil.
And I'm not, Alan, I'm not defending Ahmadinejad. The point is, he sent really a groveling letter, which he got a lot of trouble for in his own country, being seen as weak.
Right.
A few months ago, and Bush just said, I didn't even read it. Rice responded before reading it, which is just insane when it comes to just basic diplomatic behavior. It just gets worse and worse from there. And now for the Swiss embassy, they've been begging to meet and begging to try to defuse things. The CIA's own assessment says 10 years, and that was a year ago. Now it's 9 years. But all of that aside, we've got these top generals, 22 experts and others, saying, you know, they're going to start bombing Iran. The evidence is there. They're desperately coming out of the woodwork trying to stop this. Everybody sees this confluence coming up. And government-sponsored terrorism is real. They use criminal black ops squads.
Right, but I want to be clear. You're predicting by October, unless there's some kind of radical change here, that there will be another attack, and it is a government-sponsored attack for the purpose of clamping down on our rights. That's what you're claiming.
Yes, but there has been so much coverage of this. I've gotten literally tens of thousands of emails. I've seen it on personally hundreds of blogs. Even Fox News picked it up and, you know, carried that I supposedly claim I predicted the first attack, and I claim I'm predicting another. So there is so much attention on this now, and here I am on one of the biggest radio shows in the country, you know, prime time talking about it, that if people will just go check out our claims. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that we're saying that there's a very good chance this will happen. And listen, I don't just come out of the woodwork here and say that we have criminal elements in the government orchestrating attacks. I've been doing it since day one. I've been doing it for 2 months before 9/11. C-SPAN even thought our evidence was credible enough to air us a record four times.
I know. You said something very interesting a few moments ago as well, that unless there's greater credence given to the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, is that the group you're talking about, who are claiming that this was an inside job? Thomas Kane, the head of the 9/11 Commission, was on this program just a couple of nights ago. I asked him this question. Listen very carefully to what happens when I ask the question. You know, there's a group of people who believe that this was a controlled demolition, that there was a plot to blow up these planes, blow up these buildings. It wasn't about planes going. You've heard all these theories. Do you have any take on them? Governor, did we lose him? Now, we got disconnected at that moment. I don't know if you make too much about that, but it was very funny because that was the very moment when he was on a cell phone, we got disconnected. You don't put too much credence into that, do you? But do you, Alex?
Well, I don't know, you know, what that means. I know this. Keene came to Austin, or to be technical, a suburb, a bedroom community of Georgetown, and we went up there with cameras just, 3 months ago. And we were polite, stuck him in his face, and we said, during his press conference, we said, the head money man, General Mahmoud Ahmed, this is New York Times, Washington Post, wired $100,000 to Mohammed Atta, the supposed lead hijacker, and then his only second trip in his life to the U.S., he's meeting with the heads of House and Senate Intelligence Committees, he's meeting with the head of the CIA, he's meeting with the Bush White House, he's here on 9/11, he just a few months before wires $100,000 to Mohammed Atta. That is confirmed, and would you like to talk about that? And he just says, it's not true. And we say, well, Building 7 was hit by a plane, he says, you know, not true. I mean, it's just basic stuff. And so the people that attack us, the people that say that we're the ones making stuff up, they build straw men.
Right.
They
never
attack the serious 9/11.
We did get Kane back on the line. Then when I did put to him the question about whether or not your theories are true. Here's what he said. I was asking about conspiracy theories about 9/11, and then, of course, we got disconnected, which only will probably feed some of those theories.
Absolutely. Well, all over the place. And if you think we still got conspiracy theories, I guess people who killed Abraham Lincoln, we still got them about the Kennedy assassination, certainly about Pearl Harbor. Every time there's one of these massive events, you get these conspiracy theories. But we didn't report or shut down the facts, and these conspiracy theories just don't match up with the facts.
Well, I'll say this. If you read the report, if you read the NIST report, if you read all these different reports, which I've done and others have done, it constantly contradicts itself. I mean, they say in the commission report, Building 1 and 2, the two 110-story towers, had no central support columns. They were overbuilt with 47 four-foot-around mega columns, and their report just comes out and says there were no columns. And they put out national TV shows making that claim. Then they keep calling themselves independent. Keene and Hamilton were both appointed by George W. Bush, and then they appointed the people under them.
You think Bob Kerry is someone who would, doesn't he march to his own drummer, a guy like that who's also on the commission?
Well, I mean, all these guys are establishment, and we have built in resistance to things that are this horrifying. When people are told they got cancer, they normally at first, you know, are in denial a few weeks.
So who's in on this?
Well, Alan, let me just say this real quick, and then I'd like to answer that question because it's important. And I want to make clear that if we do expose government-sponsored terror, and people understand that, we can break this tool that these criminals are using to continually hurt us and enslave us and use us as an engine of empire. But the reason I was awake to 9/11 before it happened, number one, was because in 1953, our own government attacked the Iranian government by staging terror attacks in Iran to blame it on Mohammad Mossadegh. That is totally declassified. You can read Kermit Roosevelt's after-action reports, the CIA section chief, as he brags about how he went in there with 12 guys and took the whole country down staging terror. And he says to Tim Downing Street in a report, he did it with MI6 and to the Eisenhower administration, that we need to do this over and over again. And they did the next year in Guatemala. Then we get events like the Gulf of Tonkin, which we knew 40 years ago was staged, but now it's been totally declassified. National Security Archives released it. We have the tapes with McNamara.
But
listen, Alan, I can give you 200. The problem is there's 200-plus examples of our government declassifying how they staged it.
Who is in on the event you are now talking about? You say the attempted terror attack in London that we heard about just last week was a staged event.
Yes, well, we have top, you know, ambassadors and members of Parliament.
Who's in on what you're predicting for October? Who's in on it?
Well, I mean, you know about Black World, Black Ops squads. And, you know, there's $3.5 trillion now missing from the Pentagon. And when it comes up in Congress, they just say, we will not discuss it. So we have trillions in the aggregate missing. And
who's in on it? Bush, Cheney? Who's in on it?
I believe Bush is a complete figurehead, but certainly from all the evidence we have and also the testimony by Norman Mineta, Transportation Secretary, clearly Cheney was in command on 9/11 of some of the operations and ordered the stand down. And we know 3 months before 9/11, and then this is an official order, took the authority away from the generals and admirals and their adjunct colonels to shoot down errant hijacked aircraft.
Who else is in on it? Cheney?
Well, yes, Cheney, certainly. You have to understand that at the level of Cheney, these are just high-level CEOs of this particular crime network, and that you have the big five corporations that really all own all the other major companies in the world, Big Oil, which owns Big Defense, which owns Big Pharma, a whole grid, a whole nexus there that pays off from terror. The Big Pharma gets to scaremonger with the SARS, the smallpox, the bird flu, and the administration officials personally making tens of millions a year off each new.
You said on C-SPAN the government, our government's already collapsed. The shadow government's now running the country.
And that's actually been in the Washington Post. They've admitted shadow government now in full control. 800 plus laws. Bush says he's above them. I mean, we have.
So who's running things?
We have White House counsel saying they're allowed to torture children in front of their parents.
Who's in charge?
Well, you have these multinational corporations.
But who, is it one person? Who's calling the shots?
No. It's just like in The Godfather, Alan, when you got them all around the big syndicate table and decisions
are made. But who's the Godfather?
And then they're implemented. Well, I would have to say that when you get in David Rockefeller, Elizabeth Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, I would have to say that Lord Rothschild certainly is one of the richest men in the world, and we know attends these meetings. I was just up in Ottawa covering the Bilderberg. The Queen of the Netherlands was there, David Rockefeller.
And Osama bin Laden is a paid agent of the CIA.
Yes, in fact, there's just so much evidence on that, it boggles the mind. He led many of the operations, the Mujahideen, which was
actually. And he's on our payroll to this day?
Well, from my sources in the Council on Foreign Relations, in the Pentagon, and in many other areas, and I've been saying this for years, he died a few months after 9/11 of kidney failure. And that's why the decision was made, as long as the family was paid off with increased weapons and construction contracts, that he would semi-take the fall. And then,
so bin Laden's dead?
Yes. And then
I'll tell you what, hold on right. I hate to interrupt you, but we got carried away here. I'm up against the break. We'll take some calls. We'll continue with Alex Jones, 877-367-2526.
Unconventional talk radio guests. Unconventional talk radio.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
You're with Alan Cohen.
I'm Alan Combs, talking to Alex Jones, radio talk show host. You also can reach him and see what he does at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. He's predicted, he claims, before 9/11 that we were going to get hit. He's now saying we'll get hit before October. It seems like you're qualifying it, though, Alex. You're saying that now that you're out there with this, you're getting a lot of reaction to it, that the fact that you have so boldly claimed and gotten so much attention saying we'll get hit again may, in fact, prevent that from actually happening. Is that...
Well, exactly. Let me be clear. In fact, it's online for free. Go to Google Video or go to YouTube and just type in Alex Jones 9/11 prediction. You can watch it. By the way, my new film, Terror Storm, that's being called The 9/11 Film, is for free. I just made it and just put it out for free. It's at Google Video. I want to warn everybody, so it's Terror Storm, folks, Terror Storm.
Right.
I called it Operation Expose the Government Terrorist for 2 months, right up until the day of 9/11. Starting on July 25th, now over 5 years ago, for 2 months leading up to it, I got on the air every day, and I said, call the White House, call Congress, tell Bush's controllers, don't launch the attack on the World Trade Centers, don't blame your asset, bin Laden, and I said, let's try to stop them. So I'm on record doing that. And, in fact, the incredible thing is a little local cable station I got a TV show on. I did that a few months before, and then I turned it back into play again. It just so happened the afternoon of 9/11, that tape of that live show aired again, and I regularly don't get hate calls. I had like 30 or 40 hate calls at the comment line going, how dare you blame this on the government, but it was 2 months old. They weren't looking at
that. How could this – if your theory that it's a government-controlled back –
I don't really mean the government. I mean criminal elements in the government.
Criminal elements in the government, basically an American-run operation that would destroy us, destroy the World Trade Center on 9/11/01, do another act.
Yeah, like the PNAC document says, a helpful catalyzing Pearl Harbor event.
Yeah, how could this be? Whether you would, we require a great number of people to coordinate this.
It's like the Manhattan Project.
All of whom could not remain silent about such a, what would be a huge conspiracy
like
to make this happen.
The Manhattan Project, Alan, you have 100,000 people involved, and they kept it secret for 4 years. Now, you're right that this is something heinous, so they wouldn't have stayed quiet, but we're only talking about a couple hundred people that are in the full know. That's why the CIA and the Department of Defense were running drills, and I reported this 2 years, and I'm on record. I wrote articles. I was on record, and it's the Internet Archive, too, not just I'm putting stuff up and claiming it's that old. I'm on record. 2 years before it came out in the news, talking about how the CIA was running drills, because I have the sources in the Pentagon, they were running drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, the Capitol, Sears Tower, and a few other targets at the exact same times, at the exact same places, just like it came out in the BBC that the British government had hired a company to run drills of the exact same trains at the exact same times being attacked. You do this so you can bootleg government funding into the, quote, drill that really funds your attack, and people inside government at NORAD and other places can be right beside people that are actually orchestrating.
If they really wanted, if the government, if elements therein were behind this and they wanted to use that to justify a war with Iraq, why didn't they have Iraqis on those planes instead of Saudis?
You know, you can sit there and try to paint a picture of what would have been perfect. To have patsies, they needed to have a client state with people who believed that they were being hired by the U.S. government for anti-terror training, and you just hit the zeitgeist right there. Remember that article that was in the Associated Press, and it derived out of the San Jose Mercury News, that the dean of the Defense Language School, the colonel, the Air Force colonel who ran the Defense Language School, headline was, Colonel Bush Made It Happen. This was a few months after 9/11. I called him. I talked to him. They were starting to court-martial him for saying it. Then he agreed to shut up. They dropped the court-martial. He, on the record, though, told the San Jose Mercury News, NAP, go pull it, Alan, you're a newsman, that he was forced to train hijackers at that base. Then we have MSNBC, we have Pensacola News Journal, that others were trained in Florida. I've interviewed two embassy heads who were flagging the, quote, Al-Qaeda members, Atta and others, when they went to the Malaysian terrorist
group. Alex, you're running around saying these things, implicating elements within our own government.
That's what I'm telling you. It's
my, here's my question. But here's my question. Are people out to get you for saying these things?
Well, Alan, I don't like to do their intimidating for them, but years ago I was working a corruption case and got beat down by four guys in a parking lot telling me to shut up, but I didn't shut up. And if they kill me, it just makes the information go out even faster and harder. And, frankly, I don't like thinking about it, but, I mean, you know, I got a life insurance policy, we'll put it to you that way. And I have been death threatened just lately, and who knows if it's real or if it's nuts or whatever, Alan. I'm just here trying to have the courage to defend this republic. And again, I will tell you, there is the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks. Type it into Google, Operation Northwoods, ABC News, Baltimore Sun, National Security Archive, Library of Congress. Don't believe the copies we got on PrisonPlanet.com. Go on over to Library of Congress.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Alex Jones. We'll open up. We will get right to the calls when we get back at 877-4-ALAN, 877-367-2526. Later on in the program, she's running for governor of California once again. But her claim to fame is in the adult entertainment industry. Porn star Mary Carey will be with us coming up in the next hour. Alex Jones continues, and we'll take your calls at 877-367-2526.
Fine. Making some sense out of talk radio.
He's healthy and normal and full of fun.
Alan Cole.
He's unique, wouldn't you say?
On Fox News Talk.
I'm Alan Combs. Alex Jones is with us. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. He's got a movie out called Terror Storm. You can get that online as well. Is the government itself or elements therein behind these terror attacks? And I guess the motivation, just before we get to calls here, Alex, one thing we haven't touched on, the real goal here, the reason why they would do that is, I guess, for control, right?
Well, Alan, let me just be clear because we ran out of time there. The reason I was on air before 9/11 saying this, believe me, I'd be running a business and, you know, working on, you know, family stuff. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if I didn't think this was true and real. I mean, I do this because I believe it's the truth. It's because I believe I have the evidence, and I wish to God somebody could prove me wrong. Do you understand? We have all these admitted attacks, our government elements of it carried out, that don't declassify. Okay. And then we have Operation Northwoods, where they say we'll hijack jets by remote control and blow them up. We'll kill Marines. We'll bomb D.C. and blame it and start a war with the Soviets. So I see something come up on 9/11 that looks very similar to this, and then I go research it. And you got the White House calling Mayor Willie Brown saying don't fly the night before. And we've got all this CIA insider trading. We've got NORAD standing down, which they denied for like 4 years. Now it's coming out.
But let's talk about the motivation.
Let me tell you the motivation. PNAC tells us in the September plan. This is what
you're talking about, Project for the New American Century.
Yes, and there are hundreds of documents. They're very proud of themselves. And people should go read the September 20th Rebuilding America's Defenses document. And they say, we're the lone superpower. We'd be crazy not to seize control and build an empire. The problem is our people are, they even said, you know, liberal, democratic. They don't want to attack a bunch of people. But we have the right to do it. And so we need a Pearl Harbor massive terror attack to get them to do it. And then, boom, it happens a year later. Exactly. So, I mean, this is the thing, Alan. It starts getting really thick. I mean, you talked, you know, why am I still alive? Frankly, I've, you know, gotten myself ready to die. I mean, I hope it doesn't happen. And I think historically, as long as I don't get too much bigger, but if I at a certain point, martyr or not, they probably will kill me. And so at a certain point.
So you really believe your life's in jeopardy for saying this stuff?
Oh, man, I got a death threat 2 days ago.
All right, but the point is the motivation. Back to that question.
Okay, let me go through it for you. You've got these people that are in control of our government. And you've got the weapons contractors, you've got the oil companies. This is at 2000 crude oil prices. $4 trillion discovered in the Stans areas. They need to build a Unocoal pipeline. We're talking about $5 trillion in 2000 numbers, 2001 numbers. All that's doubled now. Understand, $5 trillion discovered reserves in Iraq, now $10 trillion. These are official numbers. We're talking about hundreds of billions in weapons sales each year with wars. And Bush told his biographer in 99, when he was still governor, down the street from me in Austin, that he was going to be a war president because then he couldn't be questioned. So it's also about domestically being able to do whatever you want, shifting our economy into a surveillance police state economy, and giving all your buddies, as they revolving door leave the CIA and other agencies, you know, the CEO ships of all these thousands of new companies springing up to be handed all these plum contracts to surveil the American people.
And to hell with the American people, to hell with the average person. It doesn't matter if we get killed and people die, and they could care less about the average working, hardworking American.
Let me bring forward the total evidence. The total evidence. And again, you're a newsman. I've been impressed that you're not.
I'm only a talk show host. But...
Alan, well, you're out there covering the news. My point is, you probably heard about all this, and I bet your listeners have too. Did anybody hear about all the children from the 40s through the 60s that they would take pregnant wives of the GIs and say, take these vitamins, and it was really uranium and plutonium? How many people have heard about black men and syphilis in Tuskegee? How many people have heard about the forced sterilization of over 400,000 American women? How many people have heard about all the horrible things that have been done? Project Shad, now declassified, they would tell U.S. troops and British troops, oh, sign this form, you get 3 days of leave, we're going to test a cold germ or a flu bug on you. They'd sign the form, they walk them into a chamber and nerve gas them and kill them and dissect their body and then tell their family they died of something else. And it was all in justifies the means. We have to know what so people who say, oh, they couldn't do it, oh, it's too evil. I could go on for 10 hours listing declassified admissions over criminal elements. I mean, hell, our rocket program, our CIA, everything was run off the Nazis. They were the best at evil. Tens of thousands of them over here.
Let me go to the calls here if we can. A lot of people have been very patiently waiting. And I wonder how many of our listeners agree with you. 877-4-ALLEN, 877-367-2526 with Alex Jones. Doc in Hartsville, South Carolina.
Hey, Alan.
Okay, sir. Go ahead.
I've been listening to this guy. I've seen a lot of his stuff on the P2P Underground. And, you know, I've done a lot of travel in my life, and I find most people that go for the really out there conspiracy theories mix a little bit of truth and a lot of supposition.
Give me specifics.
Well, I can't offhand. I
of course
need to
you
research
can.
What you're,
your
I need to research what you're saying. I'm just saying from a perspective of the personality I've seen with most people like this, a lot of it's just smoke and mirrors.
Okay. Well, you know, you are smoke
and mirrors. That's the way I perceive it, you know.
And, all right, let, hold on. Let him, hold on, sir. Let him respond. Hold on.
With your cornflakes.
Let him respond. Right,
sir, sir, have you ever looked at Operation Northwoods? Have you ever, you know, I was debating a neocon today, a big neocon. This is a guy that, you know, put out the book, the Swift Boat book. And I'm sitting there, you know, his wife owns the big publishing house, and I'm going, sir, Operation Northwoods, I told you about it yesterday. I asked you to look it up. I sent it to you. And he goes, it doesn't exist. You know, you're lying. And I'm just like, no, no, this is ABC News. It just doesn't matter to these people. Fine, okay, everything's fine. Just trust your government and come on.
No, don't trust your government.
Okay, well,
you know, there's cases of...
You guys will not look at the evidence.
Of not trusting your government is civilian confiscation, the civil confiscation of money, and just saying, oh, it's drug money. I understand that.
But sir, let me ask you a question. Do you think I'm making up Operation Northwoods?
They're sewn together here with shadows.
Okay.
And I'm willing to bet if I take the time to sit down and pick through it, I'll find that.
Well, don't bet. Why don't you go actually look it up instead of saying, oh,
well, I certainly will, but I'm just saying in my travels, and I've done a lot of it.
All right, sir. Let's go to Spencer in Salt Lake. Hello, Spencer.
Hi, Alan. I'd like to thank Alex, and his movie is great. My question actually is for you, Alan. It seems like you and the other people who've interviewed Alex and other people who bring forth this evidence, they always want them to provide the full narrative of what happened. And my comment and I guess question is, that is the burden of this administration. And yet the FBI admits there's no hard evidence linking bin Laden to 9/11. And
that's right. They've had to take him off the list. And let me just add, they've changed their story over and over again, and they ordered FBI agents like Robert Wright to back off the funders and even some of the supposed hijackers. Okay, I mean, in some cases, FBI agents like Flagg filed not once, not twice, not 20, not 30, not 40, 70 times specifics. They're going to fly a plane to the World Trade Center. Now, I happen to know those guys really patriotic American government agents who believe they were taking part in live drills to test security, like the BATF practices taking bombs through airports or the Navy SEALs practice taking over embassies. Okay, but the point is, they were picking up these guys, creating this history and this ledger. These guys thought, these Saudis and others thought they were testing security. They thought they were attempting to alert authorities to test the other branches of intelligence and security. They didn't know that once they got on board those aircraft, nerve gas was going to be released. They were going to be piloted by remote control into
those
buildings.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. The
non-airphone phone calls. Cell phones don't work over 2,000 feet at that speed. These are calls, some of them at 32,000 feet. And then the airphone calls have stewardesses and people saying, I can't breathe. There's something in the cockpit.
All right, we'll be right back with Alex Jones, 877-4-ALAN, 367-2526.
It's talk radio. Not just left of center, but way off center.
This hot is so gone crazy.
I wouldn't brag about it.
Alan Combs on Fox News Talk.
Adele film star and California gubernatorial candidate, Mary Carey, coming up in the next hour. Alex Jones with us. He is a radio talk show host. He is also seen at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Terror Storm is a movie he's put out on 9/11. And let's go to Jackie in Fort Worth. Hello, Jackie.
Hi there. I'd just like for him to explain to me, all the funerals that I attended. My husband is a pilot with one of the airlines. I was a flight attendant. I'd like to know why he says all this and how he can explain to me where are all of these people that were killed in the planes. I attended
funerals. No, ma'am. You're getting me wrong. Everybody on board the planes was killed. You see, this is a straw man tactic the mainstream media has used, and I want to thank Alan for at least letting me state my case tonight. On other programs that I've seen, on TV and radio, this isn't allowed. There is a whole diverse group of people that don't believe the official story because it's unbelievable. And there are some of these people on purpose who put out this info claiming planes didn't even hit the towers. Some people claim that 14-foot lizard men did it. You've got the wrong person. That's called disinformation, ma'am, to discredit.
You don't believe it was controlled demolitions that brought them down?
Oh no, clearly controlled demolitions in the towers.
Hold on, Jackie. Let him just finish. I'll give you a chance to respond.
Bringing up what's been said by others who brought up, where did the planes go? Did they switch them? Did they stage this? And the reason the reason this story is out there is because in Operation Northwoods, the government says we can't have CIA operatives with public names get on board aircraft and then land those. And then have other planes with the same tail number shoot those down. Okay, so in a U.S. government plan, they talk about that. We don't believe that's the plan that they went with. We believe that the people were on board the aircraft, ma'am. So you have the wrong person.
So real planes flew into those buildings.
Oh, absolutely.
But you don't believe that's what brought the buildings down.
Well, we have Building 7 way down the street not hit by a plane and with small fires in it perfectly collapsing and the owner going on PBS and saying they gave the order to, quote, pull the building, the demolition term for destroying it. I've interviewed firefighters who that day said that they were told to back off.
Jackie, you want to respond? Go ahead.
Well, the only thing I want to say is I'm a fifth-generation Texan, and I've listened to this man come out of Austin.
I think
he's an embarrassment to the state of Texas, and I am really sorry that your audience is having to listen to him.
I understand. But since you're talking about how Texan you are, I had family at San Jacinto, family at the Alamo. My family raised Travis's son, and so my family are some of the founders of Texas. We got Spanish land grants in 1829 in Freestone County. You can check the deeds on that. So you know what, lady? I could go just sit around on my family's ranch and do nothing like the rest of all you neocons do, but I'm actually here to defend this country. So nice try.
All right, John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Okay.
You're a lovable liberal.
Go ahead.
A question for this gentleman. What proof do you have that, did you say that a plane hit Building 7 or that it was...
No plane hit Building 7.
Okay, what proof do you have that it went through a planned demolition?
Okay, we have Kevin Ryan of Underwriter Laboratories. You see UL on any emergency equipment, on every major building, on all the fire extinguishers. Have you seen the UL symbol, sir?
No.
Okay. Underwriting Laboratories is the main national underwriter of structures. After it collapsed, they had one of their chief engineers, Kevin Ryan, conduct an extensive one-year study with scores of people with models because they didn't understand how any of them could have fallen. He concluded, and his team concluded, that jet fuel couldn't do it and 7 wasn't hit by a plane, so that there was something wrong. There had to be something else bringing him down. Okay. We have other engineers. We have physicists, you name it, going public. If you look at 7, the central column's blown first, and the penthouse falls. That's controlled demolition.
All right, let's
then
go
you
to
see the blast points.
Christine in Schenectady. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Alex. I just want to say first, thank you very much for being a true American hero. And when the thing just went down in England recently, I thought of you because it was laughable. They told people they could put their liquids in their suitcases, which could have blown up if that was what was really important. And they went through this big rigmarole to get everybody all scared and excited. And I just want to thank you so much.
All right.
Well, thank you.
All right. We'll come right back with Alex Jones. Just a few more moments, and then Mary Carey joins us. Lines are open for a few more moments. 877-4-ALAN-367-2526.
Speaking truth to power.
We gotta take the power back.
You're listening to Alan Coles.
Alex Jones, our guest. We go to Bobby in Boise. Hello, Bobby.
Yes, I don't think that he's telling the truth, because if he were, the government wouldn't have any reserves killing him. They killed thousands of other people at the World Trade Center.
Well, sir, you're not using your head. If they kill me, I become a martyr, and my information gets that much more powerful. They study what happened in the Soviet regimes, in other regimes, okay? And the point is, I've already done my work. I put my information out. There's tens of thousands of other prominent people, former top CIA analysts, you name it, going public, saying what I'm saying. And just to be clear here, there's Tower 1 and 2. Those got hit by planes. I'm talking about 7 separately was not hit by a plane. That's on the record, folks. Check it out. So, sir, all I'm asking you to do, listener, is go to Google Video and watch Terror Storm for free. I spend almost $100,000 making a movie, folks, and I put it out for free.
We go to Sarah in Dallas. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Alan. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I'm a Texan, and I'm proud to be a Texan, and I'm proud of Alex Jones. And the only person that isn't a Texan is George Bush.
He's from Kennebunkport, Maine. Nothing wrong with Maine and Connecticut. Let's be clear.
No, but he's not a Texan, and he doesn't ride a horse.
He's afraid of horses.
And he's afraid of cattle.
All right.
I've been breaking horses.
All right. Let's go to Jesse in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Hi, Jesse.
How are you, Alan?
All right. Go ahead.
I watched a television show on Discovery Channel, and they explained very well how that tower came down. It was built with truss construction, which they said was the wrong design. And
that is not true.
The fire retardant that was sprayed on the trusses and the main beams was burned off because the fire was so hot.
Let me respond.
Hey, go ahead.
10 separate national programs from PBS to Discovery telling you why they fell, and they don't mention 7 that wasn't hit by an aircraft.
You're absolutely right. They did not mention 7.
Sir, let me just finish.
The explanation on how that building collapsed.
Let him respond.
Sir, they go off the commission's report that says there were no central columns. I'm looking over there on the wall, PBS's New York, the 6-hour documentary where it shows them building it, the biggest columns ever put in the building up until that time. They lie about the construction. There's no hoax you guys won't believe.
All right, Jesse. I thank you very much, Alex, for coming on once again. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Terror Storm is the movie. You get it at Google Video. I always appreciate having you on the show, Alex.
Thanks for having me on, Alan. I appreciate your courage and having me on, whether you agree or disagree. Thank you, my friend.
I'm agnostic, but I appreciate your... I was good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll come right back. Mary Carey, she is seeking the governorship of California. She's also an adult film star. She ran against Schwarzenegger. She'll do it again. And we'll keep her on during the open phone portion and give you a chance to speak to her as well at 877-367-2526.